5.
Man, I'm going on, it'll be 2 weeks without filling my car up on Thursday, and I still got like a quarter of a tank left. I'll probably make it to the weekend and probably go like 16 days or something without filling it up.
But it's not like I try to conserve it.
Well, I'm not trying to. It's just how much you drive, you know?
I mean,
and how close you live to the station and everything.
I live pretty close to the station, and you know, I just don't go very many places.
I don't either. I mean, the places that I eat, the grocery store I go to, I don't go shopping for clothes or anything, but like food shopping is less than, you know, a block and a half away. I can't believe I don't spend more money on gas because Barb Smith told me she spends like $600 a month on gas.
The shocker?
Because she drives...
$600 a month?
She drives here in the morning from Allen, drives back home, then comes back here in the afternoon, and then drives back home.
Oh my God, that would beat me having to go through that... What's that, the big 5 points or...
The high five?
The high five. That was 5 points. Yeah. Where is that?
5 points.
In New York.
No, 5 points. That's a place in Wise County. It really is. I got it mixed up. But the high five, yeah, that would beat me going through there 4 times a day.
And Justin was saying that he spends up to like $95 a week on gas. Run?
Nothing. Go ahead.
He can spend up to $95 a week on gas. I'm just like, man, how do you? And people are like, well, I have to because I live far out there. I'm like, how do you afford to live out there? It seems like it would be more cost effective to live down here.
Because you can get a mansion for $100,000 up there.
I know, but I'm telling you, it offsets whatever.
No, it doesn't.
Man, it's close, Danny.
No, it doesn't either.
Your mortgage payment?
Yeah, but the thing is down here, you're going to spend $300,000 for 1,400 square feet. It's expensive to live down here.
Yeah, it is.
And the taxes are a lot more.
The school system's usually worse.
Yeah.
That's the main reason is people our age that have little kids and they move out there for the school system. You know what? I bet you end up out there in about 6 or 7 years.
The school taxes are high and...
No, I won't.
Oh, well, you'll probably be sending your kid to private school.
No, we live next to a really good elementary school. And
I guarantee you, you'll end up out there.
No, okay, when you say...
What do you want to bet me that I will not end up out there?
When you say out there, where are you talking about?
McKinney, Frisco, Allen.
Out here.
You think I'll end up living up there? There is no way. My wife doesn't even... She has no interest in moving up there. None. And I have even less.
You're going to need more room, and to get more room in your neighborhood, you're going to spend a buttload.
Yeah, but see, that's the advantage, Danny, of buying a house down there when you're in over your head. You can turn that over in buying a bigger house and just apply the money you make off your house into your new house.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does.
If you don't gamble it away.
That doesn't make sense. Right, or drink it away. Right.
Unlike if you buy up in Frisco or McKinney or wherever, when it's not going to appreciate as much as the houses do down here. I mean, why would you buy a house up there, someone selling it, when you can build a brand new house for basically the same thing? You know, see what I'm saying? I mean,
yes.
It's tough to make money on those houses up here, but down here, things just keep going and going, or they at least they have.
You know, I lived in the burbs for 8 years in Arlington. I didn't mind it. I liked it.
I just can't handle the drive. I wouldn't mind living up there.
Yeah, it was 5 hours a week for me.
Yeah, that's
30 minutes in, 30 minutes out.
I got nothing against the areas up there, but it's just the driving. I can't do it. I mean, I'm 5 minutes from work right now, and I can't imagine being any further. You know?
No, get used to it. It will happen.
What? Why? You didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it. But it will happen. You watch.
Well, why are you saying it will happen? I would love to know your
It
reason.
Always does.
Okay, it didn't happen with... who? Who do you know that it's happened to? None of my friends have moved up there.
Give them time. Just give them time.
When are you going to move up there, Mike?
Yeah.
I might.
Will never move up there.
Watch me.
All right, I mean, I guess I will watch you.
See, Corby's going to live down here until he starts his ranch.
Right.
With his horse and his pig and his...
Yeah, he's going to have one horse, one cow,
one pig. And a rooster.
Yeah, one cock, you know.
God.
You are 45.
I know.
Let's call it a rooster, okay?
Well,
can we do that?
Well, I mean, we can run, but that's not what it is.
It's a rooster.
Okay.
It's not a cock. It's a rooster.
But I will...
Only a cock in the Bible.
That's
Call
what
a rooster, okay?
It's a
rooster.
I can't participate anymore.
Not gonna...
I'm done.
I promise you, Rhymes, I will not call it a cock again. I'll call it a rooster.
Your combined age is a million. And look at you out there.
I grew up in the 60s.
We know.
Yeah, we had years on top of that. We got a million and a half. But you're going to...
Seriously,
yeah,
their combined age is 100.
You're going to start a ranch, the Yuck Monkey Ranch.
No, I don't want a ranch. I just want a couple acres. I want one cow, one horse, one pig, and three dogs. That's all I want.
Do you want a goat?
No.
You need a goat.
Don't want
a
goat.
You gotta have a goat.
Don't want a goat.
Where you put hind legs in your boot. You need a goat.
When I am 60 years old, that is what I will have. That is what I'll be reduced to. A cow, a pig, a horse, three dogs,
two ex... You need a goat, and you don't want
to... I'm telling you, you need a goat.
Two ex-wives.
You don't want a pot-bellied pig?
Yeah, I do want a pig.
And knowing you, you'll have free labor to work it.
In your rush to be like Hanson, don't you want a pot-bellied pig?
In my rush? Yeah, I do. You're right. I need one of those.
The hard line coming in at number 5.